Starting Bezos Hashem, Bava Metzia, Daf, Kuf, Tesvav, and we'll begin four lines from the bottom. Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. The sugya that we're in the middle of is the Mishnah going back, stretching back to Kuf Yud Gimel, which is in regards to the lender coming, the Baal Chayv, coming to take a mashkin when the Chayv is due. So, we've gone through various different halachas, and we're going to start today with Amar Rav Yechanan. Mashkinai Umeis. And we saw this concept previously in the Masechta, that when you take a mashkin, it is in some ways, it's like you're being gaiva the chayv. Okay, that it's considered like, again, you're going to really just take it to get paid. You want to get paid ultimately, but in certain ways. So in what way? Says Rav Yechanan, he comes to introduce that mashkinah yumei shem de me'agabi banav. It means you can take it away. In other words, normally you cannot collect the chayv of the father from the sons, unless there was, let's say, something like a shibud karkois. But since you went ahead and took a mashkin when the father was alive, so you can retrieve it, you can take it back from the children, meaning you gave it back to the father to use during whatever time period he needed to use it, in accordance with halacha that we discussed over the last couple of dafim. And while the father was in possession of it, while he was in possession, then the father passed away. So you can go ahead and collect it and take it from the Yisamim Meitzvah. In fact, the Gamar Rameir, V'chimei Acher, Shema Mashkin, Lama Machzirin. So the Rameir says, if you're going to have to, Me'acher Shema Mashkin, Lama Machzirin, once you take the Mashkin, why are you giving it back? So the Gemara says, what kind of question is that? Lama Machzirin, Rachmana Amar Ahader. That's because the Torah says, Lo Sishkab Ba'avoyte, right? You have to give it back. Sorry, that's not optional. Ella, so we must be understanding that the Braisa really means to say the following. Ella me'achshar shemachzirin, once you give it back to him, lama chayzrin umemashkin. So what would be the benefit of going ahead and taking it back? Meaning, it sounds like what you really want to do is you want to get paid. So what you're doing is by taking the mashkin, so you're giving it back to him to use. What's the point in you going and taking it back again? You're not allowed to use it, that's ribbis. Right, you're not going to use it anyways. So what's the point in taking it? So the Braisa seems to say shalitiyah shviyas misham talsai, that shmita won't come along and be mishamited. It won't cancel out the loan. Right, once there's a mashkin taken on a loan, v'lo yasim metaltlin etzel banav, and it won't be considered metaltlin. Meaning, if you never took the mashkin, sounds like what we're saying is if you never took the mashkin back, even though you've taken it, now you gave it back to him, and now if you don't take it back again, and it's not in your possession, and the father should pass away, if it would have stayed in the father's possession, it would be metaltlin. You don't collect, the Baal Chayv doesn't collect the father's debt from the metaltlin that Yusamim Yarshin. Eitzel Banav, Taima, so what does it sound? It's a kasha on Rav Yechanan. Taima, the Hader Mashkinei, it's only because the Baal Chayv went and took it back. He got it back from the Loiva. Halei Hader Mashkinei Loi. So that seems to be a kasha. Rav Yechanan said that once you take the mashkin, even if you're machzor, you give it back to him, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whose possession it's in. You would take it back from the Yisayimim. So the Gemara says, Rav Adam Ar Masna, if you remember at the beginning, we had a problem with the reading of this Braisa anyways. So something must be wrong with this Braisa. And you had to change around the words because that wasn't a question because the Torah said you have to give it back. So that was never a question. Since anyways, we had to mess with this Braisa. So therefore, once we're changing it, what we really mean, the Braisa really, really, right? The first time was really, now it's really, really. What it really means to say is meaning we're going back and trying to understand, or Meir was coming to say, why did the Torah say to give it back to him? Why did the Torah say, if you're going to have to give it back to him anyways, what's the point of taking the mashkin? What do you accomplish? So the Gemara says, shalaitiyat shviyas misham tasai. Ah, that's how it must be what the Braisa is coming to tell us. And actually, this would come in support of Rabbi Yechanan, not as a kasha. Okay, so then Tosfos fills in over here. Okay, well, lamaisa, if that's the case, right, again, the Baal Chayv can't use the mashkin anyway. So he's taking the mashkin, and then he's going to give it back, as the Torah prescribes he must do, when the Loiva needs to use it. So what's the point, lamaisa, of him going and taking the mashkin again, practically speaking? And we're saying that's not what the Braisa is going to say, but, right, good point. And Tosfos hiksha rebuchanan relama chayzer no mashkin, v'yishlamer kadei shalo yuchal haloiva likpar, Lakvar, right? So you can't deny the loan. Vigam yimar le parachayvai. So there's two things. Number one, it exerts pressure. Okay, so every time you got to give it back to him, that's an embarrassment to him. You're coming back, you're bringing him back his thing that he could use his thing. So it's an embarrassment, and therefore it'll serve as motivation to make sure that the Baal Chayv gets paid. Therefore, that is why the Baal Chayv would want to go ahead and retake the mashkin when the time period that the Leiv, when the time period that the Leiv needs to use it for is up. Tana Rabbanan. Loi Savayel Beisala Avoit Avoitai. So as we explained, that was the Mishnah back on Kuf Yud Gimel. We said that the Baal Chayv cannot go into the house of the Leiva to retrieve the Mashkin. Lebeso Yata Nichnas, Aval Ata Nichnas Lebeso Shel Arev. So you can't go into the Leiva's house to get a Mashkin, but you can go to the Arev. The Arev is a guarantor. If somebody decided to be a guarantor on the loan, you are allowed to go into his house. V'chein hu Eimer. So too, the Pasuk says, Lakach Bigdoi. You can take the Pasuk in Mishlei, and this is a Pasuk that's coming to discuss the concept of Erev, specific to Lakach Begda, you can take the Beged of the Arev, Ki Arev Zar, because he is an Arev who's a stranger, meaning he's not a party to this loan, he's just a guarantor. V'aymer, and the Pasuk says, Bini, Imaraf Dolareacha, if you decided to become a guarantor for your friend, what it means is, Takas Lazar Kapecha. Essentially, you stretched out your hand for, you're helping somebody out, you stretched out your hand for a Zar. Noikashta Be'imre Picha. Okay, and now you're caught by committing yourself to the loan. Or another thing the Pasuk is talking about, Nokazata Be'imre Picha, if you said something else, something else to get yourself in trouble, Ase Zeis. Okay, if you're in trouble with this guy, who right now this guy is the Malva because you committed yourself to be an Arev, Ase Zeis, Eifoi Benibi, Natzel, Kibos Bekafreecha, Lech Hitrafes, go ahead and. But since you came, you came to save your friend, Lech Hitrafes V'Rahav Reyecha. Okay, go ahead and treat, essentially, you're going to have to treat your neighbor, we mean the Baal Chayv, as a ruler. He's in charge of you now. He's in position of control because you guaranteed a loan. Im Mama Yesh Levi Yadcha, if you have money, okay, so then Hater Lepisas Yadcha, go ahead and pay up. It's time to pay up, right? Open up your hand and pay up the money. Because you committed yourself with your mouth. If not, then you better hire some good lobbyists, get some friends to go pester the Malva that he doesn't come after you because you're on the hook. Okay, but what do we see? That the drasha here is saying that the Bryce is coming to say that the Arev is definitely going to be on the hook. And we don't have the same kula that we have for a Leiva. So the question is, why not? So there's different mafarshim bring different reasons. Right? Again, why the Leiva can the Baal Chayv not go into his house, but the Arev he can. So Rabbeinu Yohanan says that the reason is because since the Malva didn't want to lend without an Arev, it's like he got a mashkin at the time of the loan. And as we've seen before, all these dinim that we're discussing, that you have to give it back, et cetera, is all when you're going to take a mashkin shaloi b'shas halva, right? As we had in the second lashon yesterday, but b'shas halva, it's much more makel. So the fact that the Baal Chayv had an arev at the time, it's like a mashkin that was taken b'shas halva. Therefore, it doesn't have all of these chumras essentially on the Baal Chayv. Okay. Another pshat that Ein Yaakov says is that. Again, the whole reason why that it's meidach yisa, the reason why the Torah assured the Baal Chayv to go take from the Leiva is because you're embarrassing him. You're going to his house, you're saying he doesn't have money, he can't pay his debts, you're going and it's an embarrassment to him. Now, if someone's in an Arev, it's not an embarrassment to him, right? It's not because he couldn't pay. If anything, he looks like a good guy, right? I mean, he's the one that sacrificed. So it's not, you don't have that reason. So one of those two reasons. Let's add Cheney, says the Pasuk, that another way to darshan this idea of loy savay el beisay lavoit avoitay, right? So what's the drasha number? The first drasha we had was lebeisa yata, but lebeisa are if you can go. Let's have shemi lebeisa yata nichnas to the bias of the loyva. Aval ata nichnas l'schar kasef, l'schar chamer, l'schar pundek. You can go after to garnish his wages, okay? Meaning l'schar kasef, he's due money because he carried things, l'schar chamer, right? He was a truck driver, he drove things, donkey driver, l'schar pundek, okay? Again, somebody, he did work for someone, l'schar diukainis, okay, that is some sort of painting. So again, you can garnish, if somebody owes him money for work that he did, you can go ahead and garnish his wages. Yachal afidu zakvan al b'milba. What happens if he, let's say whoever provided, whoever he did this service for, the Leiva did this service for, converted it to a loan, the Leiva converted to a loan for him, meaning that he came to pay the Leiva, and the Leiva said, hold on to it, and you'll owe me the money, you'll pay me later. So then it's not a garnishment. At that point, we view it as if the money came liad the loiva. It's now his money, and it would fall under the same rules of a mashkin, which means that you can't go into his house, you can't go into that guy's house to take a tamalomer mashas meuma. Okay, zuck the next mishnah. Now, in regards to mashkin, almana bein shehi aniya, bein shehi ashira, whether she is an ani or an ashir, ein memashkin, so you cannot take a mashkin. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, lo yisachbol beged almana. Okay, so what does this have to do with ani or ashira? So let's see. Zuck the gemara, the b'risa brings down ton rabbanon. Amana bein shiyaniya bein shiyashira in mashkin. I saw the very Rebbe Yehuda says doesn't matter even if she's an asher, meaning that you don't have to go ahead and return the mashkin all the time. You still cannot take a mashkin. Rav Shimon Eimer ashira mashkin. I saw aniya in mashkin. I saw why sha'atachayev lahachzer. Rav Shimon says there's only going to be a problem with an ani, right? An asher, you don't have to give back the mashkin for them to use. It's only an ani. Since you have to go ahead and give it back, sha'atachayev lahachzer la ba'ata masiyah shemra bishchunte or bishchuntal, right? So in her neighborhood, it's going to cause problems. Why does this guy keep on visiting this woman, this amana? Now, actually, we're bringing the sugya in the context of an amana. The Taz says that the iser would apply. The place can go back and forth with, does it apply dafka to amana? But the Taz says it applies to any panuya. And the reason the Mishnah says amana, because she is normally in a position, she has maintained independence, now she's left to her own, she would be the one that has to borrow, okay, as opposed to, in contrast to a, let's say, a basula or a bagua, right? Somebody who was never married, her father would be dealing with it for her. But now she's already maintained a sense of independence, so that was orcha. Okay, but I'll call upon him. We have a machlekes over here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, what does that mean? So the Gemara is saying, lememer Rabbi Yehuda loy darish time of the kra. So the pasuk says, loy sachbol beged almana, don't take. And therefore, it's a general rule. We're not going into the why. It's a general rule. Do not take the beged as a mashkin from an almana, therefore it doesn't matter if she's an asher or an ani, as opposed to Rav Shimon darish time in the krah. He's going into the reason. Why? Why did the pasuk ask her? It's only because when you give it back, it's going to create problems, right? It's going to create, it's a bad look. Oh, well, if so, that would only apply to someone who, almana, that you have to give the mashkin back, which would be an ani. An asher it wouldn't apply to, and therefore Rav Shimon can be machalik. So the Gemara says like this, really, so you're telling me that Rav Shimon is the Shita who holds we're Darish time in the Quran, and Yehuda holds we're not. We see it the other way around by the Sugya Titania. The Pasuk says, V'lo yarba l'anashim. This is an Isser for a king to have too many wives. Rav Yehuda Omer, Marbohu, Uvilvad, that he is actually allowed to have more than the prescribed amount of wives. He could have more. Why? Because the pasuk says, and what's the whole reason why? So that he shouldn't go off. They shouldn't convince him, right? Having too many wives is going to be problematic. So therefore, really, it's only us or if that's going to be a problem. But no, that even if you have one wife, he mysteriously libay harizliyasena, he can't marry her if she's bad news, right? If she's off the derech, right? She's going to convince him to go off, then it's going to be a problem. Imkein matam alor v'leyaber l'anashim afilu kavi gayel, right? So Rav Shimon says even if they're severely righteous, even like Avi Gayel, still you can't have too many. Okay, so what do we see from here? That Rav Shimon is not derish the krah, time of the krah, and Rav Yehuda is. So it's the other way around. Here we said Rabbi Yehuda is not, Rabbi Shimon is. There we said Rabbi Yehuda is, and Rabbi Shimon is not. So the Gemara says, no, really, Laila Rabbi Yehuda, Laila Rish Tamar Kohen. Normally, Rabbi Yehuda is not, and Rabbi Shimon is, as would make sense in our sugya, as we said. But you want to know why the case when it talks about the king having too many wives, Shani Hacha, Mefarish Krav, Leyabra, Lanashim, because the Torah built in the reason itself. It said, Leman, Velo Yabra, Lanashim. It's saying, specifically, the Torah is building in a reason. But lo yasser, right? Don't have too many wives so that he doesn't go off. My taima, lo yaber lanashim, mishim de lo yasser. So now, Rav Shimon, mechdi ba'alma, he says normally, I always hold darshin and time of the krah. Again, so Rav Yehuda, in that case, normally he's not darish time of the krah. By the case of lo yaber lanashim, he is because the pasuk says the reason. It's not him being darish anything. Rav Shimon, mechdi ba'alma darshina. Normally, we are darish time of the krah. Lichtav Rachmana Loyarba Veleba Inon Loyasser. He don't need the Loyasser, right? You can be Darish time in the crowd without it. So the Gemara says, Vanoya Dana, my time Loyarba Misham de Loyasser. Loyasser de Kasser Rachmana Lamali. Therefore, says Rav Shimon, that I have a different Vard over here, and I'm not going to be Darish time in the crowd because the Pasuk spells it out, and therefore I'm going to learn something different. Afilu Achasu Mesiras Libai Harez Aliyah Se'ena. Okay, that even if it's one one wife, and she's bad news, the king cannot marry her, right? Just because he's the king, can't marry whoever he wants. And therefore, again, even if he's staying within the quantity limit, that's the way Rav Shimon's learning the pasuk. But normally, like we explained it in our sugya, that Rav Shimon is Derish time at the Kra, and therefore he's going to limit the Isser of Lesachbol Beged Almana only to an Ani that you have, and why? Because you have to return the Mashkin to her, and therefore, that's going to create problems if you have a man coming to visit her constantly, and therefore it's only an Ani, not an Usher. Zuck the next Mishnah. Hachayv Elasarei Chayim, Oiver Mishum Loisasei, V'chayiv Mishum Shnei Kalim. So if you take a Rechayim, so that would be like a mill, right, something that's used to grind flour. Oiver mishum, and it has to be, we're talking about a metalton over here, right? So it's something that's takeable, it's portable. So if you go ahead and you take it as a mashkin, oiver mishum leisase, mishum leisase, v'chayev mishum shnei kelim. So you're going to be oiver on two kelim, shenemar, because the pasuk clearly says, lo yachbo rechayim v'rochav. And the rochav is the upper part of the mill. So if you take the whole mill, the mill consists of two parts, the rechayim, and the rachav, and therefore you're going to be over on two. It's two kalim.
Is it workable? If I take the top, can I use the mill? If I take the bottom, can I use the mill? The point is, I'm assuming that you're stopping the guy from making food, and therefore he's.
Maybe they could each do a partial job, but either way, it's because they have a status of two different kalim. Okay. Because the pasuk says ki nefesh hu chayvel, and therefore, so it says le'yachbol rechayim v'rachav ki nefesh hu chayvel. Okay. So now, Amar Rav Huna, chaval rechayim, says the Gemara. If you go ahead and you take the rechayim lo'kishtaim, just the rechayim portion, you're going to get two. You're going to get two sets of malchus. One because mishum rechayim, umishum ki nefesh hu chayvel. So we have an extra pasuk here that says ki nefesh hu chayvel. Rechayim v'rachav, if you take the rechayim and the rachav, both parts of the mill, like a shalosh, mishum rechayim v'rachav, umishum ki nefesh hu chayvel. You're going to get three labim, okay? V'Rav Yehuda Amar, Rav Yehuda says, chaval rechayim loike achas, v'rechav loike achas, each one, rechayim v'rachav, loike shnayim, ki nefesh hu chayvel, that is coming, lishar dvarim hu da'asa, that's coming to tell me all other types of kalim that are subject to echon nefesh, but not rechayim v'rachav, because I had a pasuk already for rechayim v'rachav. Okay, so the question is, if you take as a mashkin a rechayim with the rachav, you have a two-way machlekes. You have a machlekes. Rav Huna says you're going to be rechayiv. You're going to get three sets of malchus for rechayim, rachav, and the ki nefesh uchayvel. That's kalim shel echon nefesh. And Rav Yehuda says you only get two, rechayim and rachav, ki nefesh uchayvel is for other kalim. Okay, not these. Now, before, let's just pause here for a second before we go on to the next part of the Gemara. So the question is, there's a machlekes rishayim. Are we talking about dafka when it's time, it's work time, during work hours, when they need to actually use it? Or are we saying in general, this is a special restriction? So the machlekes rishayim, the Rashba says that it's only bisman sheroi lasis malacha. However, the Torah quotes the Rambam. The Rambam also seems to say that it would apply even sheloi b'shas malacha. Okay, now, according to, if you say that it applies shaloi b'shas malacha, then how is this really different than any other kalim? Any kalim, we said, if he needs it, right? We had a brisa on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, right? Certain things you're allowed to leave him, but everything else, you got to get back to him when he needs it, right? So how would this be any different? So, Lachamisha comes to explain that the nafkamina would be that we said that if he has multiple kalim that do the, that could do the job, so you could take, it's only one, you could take them all and leave him one for the work that he needs to do. Masha ain came when it comes to kelim shalaycha nefesh, you wouldn't be allowed to take any of them. Okay, but there's a machlokes rishayim whether this would apply only b'shas malacha or not b'shas malacha. Right. So now lema. So we have a machlokes. Do you get three? Meaning the nefesh hu chayvel, ki nefesh hu chayvel. Would that be on top of the rechayim v'rachav, or is it either you get two for rechayim v'rachav and the nefesh hu chayvel is for other kelim of eichel nefesh? Lema by v'rava b'plukta to Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda kamil flagi. So let's say that this machlokes is like the machlokes of Abaya and Rava, the machlekes of Abaya and Rava in regards to Karban Pesach, nice tie into this week's parsha with Pesach Sheni, right? So Lema Abaya v'Rava, but pulled to the Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda kamiyot l'gidam a Rava. Achal na leikesh taim, that if you eat the Karban Pesach raw or rare, then you're going to get two. Mishum na umishum kim sliyesh, because number one, it's na, so you've ran afoul, you're over on the iser of na, and you're also over on the iser of the fact that it has to be roasted. It's not roasted if it's raw. Okay, so mavoshal, if it's cooked, lo yikesh tayim, misham mavoshal, misham kingim tzliyesh, because you're not allowed to cook it, the pasuk says, and you are over that it's not roasted. Okay, no umavoshal, what happens if it's like rare, right? It's cooked rare, but you cooked it. You didn't roast it rare, you cooked it rare. So now you got three problems. Lo yikesh shalosh, misham na, umisham mavoshal, umisham loisech lenu kim tzliyesh. There's two tzliyeshes, the pasuk says, right? One pasuk after the other. So you're now going to get all three. Meaning, number one, you had it rare. You can't say raw because it was cooked, right? It's mavoshal, it's cooked, it's rare. And it was not tzliyesh, it was not roasted. So that's three. Abaya amar, sorry, Rava, sorry, Rava, you can't say that you're going to get three, but rather, ain't like an alav shebaklalis. We don't give, we're not like it on lav shebaklalis. Kim sliyesh is alav shebaklalis, right? It's coming to include, loisaychlenu kim sliyesh is including na and mevushal, right? By the pasuk saying it has to be roasted, it would already be inclusive of that, and therefore, we're not going to give you. There's different ways to understand exactly what pshat is on lav shebaklalis, and sometimes it could depend on the context of the sugya. Either it could be multiple, right? We're not just going to pile on lav shebaklalis, or it could be when it's kail, it includes multiple things. But either way, says Abaya, you're only going to give chayiv two. Lema Abaya damar Rabbi Yehuda. So Abaya, Abaya over here by Karban Pesach says that you're only going to get two. We're not going to give you makos for kim sliyesh. So he would hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you're only going to be chayiv on rechayim v'rachav. But Rav Adamar Karav Huna. Now Tosfos points out, by the way, hold on one second. In order to say lema that the machlekes are tying together, you now have to say if Abaya holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, we know Abaya holds in lekan lashav b'klolis. Rabbi Yehuda, we already said the reason is kinefesh uchayvel. Is not because of ain like an alashab klalis, but rather we said because it's coming to tell me all other kalim, and it's not those. So Taisa says it's true, right? The entire time of the Rabbi Yehuda having misham dechi nefesh uchayv el l'shar devarim huda also v'loy misham lav shabaklalis kedamar abaya v'yeshar meshekin derech ha-gemara da'af al-gav de'kvar pirish hatam oimer lema de'kishenemar ha-lema v'esmedrish ha-dayin loy noy de'lehem tam ha-beferish. Right, so the lema, it's out of order. The lema, we have a machlekes, are you going to get two or three malkas if a person takes as a mashkin, rechayim v'rachav? And on the outside, when the halacha was said, we asked, and we had a machlekes, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, is it the same, lema kamithlagi, and we know that it's not going to be now, we have to figure out why, we know that it's not going to be anyways, because Abaya, who holds that by Karban Pesach, you're only going to get two, it's because and Rav Yehuda, by taking Rechayim Barachav as a mashkon, he has another reason. It's ki nefesh uchaybel because it specifically excludes it, not because of Eilogin Lashav HaKolis, but at that point when the Shiloh, when it was asked, it was presented that perhaps it could be Tali Zevizet. Amar Lach Rava, so like we said, we're attempting to say it should be subject to the Machlekes and Machlekes. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda would be the same as the Machlekes Abaya and Rava. Amar Lach Rava, no. Rava says, sorry, another Amri Afiluk Rav Yehuda. I could go even like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning by Karban Pesach I could hold you getting three. Ad kan loy kamar Rabbi Yehuda hasam elo dechi nefesh hu chayvel loy mashmer rechayim v'rochav, because it says any other psukim, right? Ki nefesh hu chayvel kleyach nefesh, which is excluding rechayim v'rochav. Hilkach l'shar devarim Yehuda also. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda can say it applies to other things. Abal hacha, but let's go ahead when we talk about Karban Pesach. Ki im sliyesh l'mayasa. There's nothing else to be talking about. It's either cooked, it's raw, it's cooked, or it's roasted. Those are your options. So the pasuk, there is nothing else it could be talking about. And therefore, maybe, says Rava, that Rav Yehuda, even though when it comes to ki nefesh shukhava, that's because there's any number of klei ha'ichal nefesh that iser could be going on. And that's why he would only say two, that it only applies, meaning we're not going to be koil it. But when it comes to Karban Pesach, there's nothing else to learn Kiyum Sliyesh on. It must be, and therefore, he would agree to me that, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to me that there would be, you get three malkas, okay? And Abaya on the flip side says, he says, Abaya Amar Lach, he would say, I would go even like Rav Huna, meaning, okay, meaning the only reason why Abaya says that Rav Huna is because it's taka extra. It's extra. Kivin the Yisera, because it already said, we already had Rechayim Varachav. So Kivin the Yisera, who Shadja Rechayim Varachav. Therefore, I can add an extra one. Aval hacha kiim tzli'esh lav yaseiruhu. Okay, that's tzli'esh. I have another limud. Meaning, it's not just... So over there, ki nefesh u'chayvel is extra. So I'll say it should apply also, meaning Abaya, even though normally Abaya would say that by like by Karban Pesach, ain't looking a lav shabbat kolos. But over here, it's extra. And therefore, since it's extra, so we'll tack it on. Like Rav Huna, I'm going to agree to Rav Huna. Kivin the teru shad yach rechaim barachav aval hacha kiim tzliyesh lav yaseiruhu. But the kiim tzliyesh Abaya by Karban Pesach says Abaya is not extra. Why? Because we need it for the following din. Going back a while, we learned this in Pesachim. B'shasha yeshnei bekum achol tzli yeshnei bebal toichal na. That the only time there's going to be an iser of bal toichal na is during the zman achila. But if, let's say, you were to eat the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, right? It was brought, the Karban was brought on Erev Pesach, you eat it, then you wouldn't be over, okay? B'shah she'ena become achol tzli. Since there's no din achila, you're not supposed to be eating it then, so you're not going to be over on eating the Karban Pesach in a raw or rare form, ena b'bal teichal, no. Okay, and we'll stop here. So therefore, this the machlekes, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda is not like the Machlekes Abaya and Rava. Again, not exclusively, but also because of the din that we said that according to Abaya, the reason why the Karban Pesach you're only getting two, not three, is because they ain't looking off Shabbat Kolos. But versus over here, we had a different reason. But it's also not the Machlekes because they actually could each hold, meaning even Abaya by Karban Pesach, who says two, could actually hold. That when it comes to Sapo Rechaim Barachav, you would actually get three, and vice versa. Okay, so just quickly, we started off with the dinner of Rav Yechanan, talking about Mashgane Umei Shem Timalagabi Banav, that you would go ahead, and even though it's Metaldolin, since you went ahead and collected the first time, we tried to ask Akasha from Lama Chayzen Umei Mashkin, as we modified it, and then we said, well, that, anyways, it's a modified Brisa, and it's not really true. Again, as we said, it stands that the point of taking the mashkan, is in the first place is to make sure that even if you return it and the loiva is in possession of the kli when he passes away, it would be metaltalin, and because it's a mashkan, you would collect it from the yisaimim, even though normally metaltalin you would not collect from the yisaimim. Then we said Leisavel Beisai, that you can't go to his Lavoit Avoitai, that you're not going to go to his house. So we said, we had two different drushas. We said, number one, you can't go into the house of the Leva, but you may go into the house of the Arev. And we said also that you can garnish his wages as long as he wasn't Zaklam Alav Bimova, meaning as long as he didn't give the person he did the service for, tell him to hold on to it as a loan, that would be considered as if he received the payment, so it's not his yet, and therefore you can go garnish his wages to get paid. Okay, and then we had the Mishnah of Amana, we said Bein Shi Ani, Bein Shi Ashira, Ein Mamashkin Oisa. Shneimar Lesachbol Begin Amana. That is like Shita Shrib Yehuda, who holds we are not Derish Time of the Krah. The pasuk says it, and therefore doesn't matter whether she's rich or poor. Meaning, rich and you don't have to return it, or poor and you do have to return it, makes no difference. Reb Shimon, however, argues he's Derish Time of the Krah, and therefore he says it would only apply to an Aniya, someone you have to go back, because the whole reason is that if the Baal Chayv is a man, constantly is visiting this Amana to return the object, it's a bad look. Therefore, that would only be true by an Aniya, not by Ashira. Now, even though we did have, it looked like on the surface that when it came to the Pasuk of Le'Amr Le'Nashim, it did seem like that we had it the other way, that we said that there, Rabbi Yehuda would be Derish Time of the Quran, not because he's being Derish Time of the Quran, because the Pasuk spells out the reason, Rabbi Shimon would learn it for a different reason. Then we had the next Mishnah, Achavel Asarei Chaim. We said you're going to be Oiver Rishim Loisase and you're Chayim for two Kalim because Rechayim encompasses two parts, the Rechayim and the Rachab. We had a Machlekes because there's also a Pasuk of Kinefesh Huchayvel. Okay, does that apply? Rav Huna says, yeah, you would actually get all three. That would apply to all Kalim of Eichel Nefesh, not just not just other kelim, but also rechayim v'rachev, and therefore you get three. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're only chayiv two. Okay, that the ki nefesh is on all other kelim of eichel nefesh, like we said. By eichel nefesh, there's room for that to happen, right? And Rava, who would hold, for instance, by Karban Pesach, that you would be chayiv three, would agree over here that it could be in Rabbi Yehuda that the pasuk of ki nefesh isn't necessarily coming to tack on to rechayim v'rachev. Okay, because it could, there are other sorts of kelim. Masha en kein by Karban Pesach. Okay, there is nothing else to tack it onto. We tried to make it like the Machlokes Abaye and Rava, and we were deicha that comparison, and we'll stop here.